And we are soon prompt to departure from the destination we quickly reach with the technical medium. And while luxury can be afforded by everybody, poverty can just be afforded from the few. And if just we would lose our strict counting of time, we wouldn't let ourselves die so early. And the little maintenance we put on our belongings is both the cause and the result of the ephemeral industrialism. And the range of our dialogues becomes confined within a set of socially predefined ideas. They are the bureaucratic procedure we establish for the sake of social control to friction with the flux of our being. The long time we are kept waiting is the origin of our heavy complexity. And the development of the infrastructure has overwhelmed the development of the actual content. And the actual context affects any of its elements, no matter its uniqueness. And communication technology is often implied to capture the surface of an event without any further investigation. The intolerability we experience in the surroundings are due to our social inability to create dynamics within it. In struggling for internationalism, locality finds itself provincial. It is no longer about establishing an already existing technique, but constantly looking for new ones. And the memorable message of our contemporary hero no longer concern their doings, but the institutional courts they come to belong to. And the only way to reborn in an environment that lost its function is to vandalize it. And the naivety of the natural cultures induced them to develop a trivial sophistication. If technology is speeding up, the procedure to reach it is becoming far slow. It's never a drastic tragedy, but a very slow and soft one to affect the contemporary men. And there is no longer any mystical refugee, but camouflaged commercial traps. And the feasting of the social abundance is highly intoxicating. The excessive accumulation of social credits turns us in ferocious, yet very stationary beasts. And modernity, like everything that goes against nature, is a very arguable construction. The deep repercussion of the analog amplification is swallowed by the superficiality of technical amplification. And instead of adapting to the infrastructure, we use technology, a heavy technology, to have the infrastructure to adapt to us. And we accept the foreign that is not willing to adapt. And the horizon is straightened and enlarged for the quickest realization of our confused desires. And as society absorbs the whole of our energies, we experience a an intimate untidiness. As technology reduces us to immaterial executors, we find no physical boundaries to our work. And the advantage of the techno infrastructure let us cheese any physical relationship with any matter. And technology is either utilized as passive introversion or as an active networking, but in either case, not as a local interaction. And today's lack of nobility is a lack of dedication. As the objects of our desire are quickly and fully achieved through technology, we no longer experience any contemplation. And it's the attempt to communicate to the techno society that kills all poesy. The artificial bleaching is the only remedy to purify our souls, no longer exposed to nature. Antiquity has no longer a function but amusement. It is only tradition to be a partial rescue to the speculation. And by means of the artificial, we keep what is handicap alive and thus have to slow down what is healthy. And we can't apply any providential thinking today, since everything we accumulate needs to be promptly consumed before it gets obsolete. And as our means of expression reduces, they get more extreme. And it isn't us to look for the perversion, but the perversion to invade us via the media amplification. And we still take a pride in our arts, even now that the process behind them have been completely automated. And this time the big flood will be an immaterial one and will drown our uncultivated psyche. And even in the peaceful nature, we are constantly reminded by the technical noise of its artificial alternatives. And nature still prospers, but the artificialized human has no longer a reason to use its fruits, the now rotten. And the only possible stable engagement is with nature. And the few spontaneous performers are put to silence by the serious organizers. And we let the consumption running in the background without use, but out of habit. And our enrollment in one of the many social networks is for an exclusive sake of personal power. And we let the heavy machineries to revolve the earth that we could lightly keep up cultivating with our own hands. And the judgments are typical of those that have no willing to accept any other view but the one offered to them by society. A faithful perseverance in the tradition is the only guarantee against devaluation. And to secure our nature, we engage expedients that turns it artificial. And as the technical comfort takes care of us, our instinct to survive ceases. and just those that can endure the pretentiousness of telecommunication can be the actor of today's society. And all techniques developed by human to exploit nature getting out of balance with its own nature, and we shall create a spiritual frame and stick to it in order not to dissolve in the predominance of materialism. And where is the vitality that just the temperance of nature can furnish us with?